remembering is a powerful part of being human. And it really has to do with drawing our attention to what is important in our life. And our dear friend Shakespeare reminds us of this beautifully powerful idea of the peace and the struggle that come as we remember. Lisa, I need to tell you, I love that you struggled with the poem. I know you don't love it, but it talks about our human emotion that comes as we remember. For the poem begins gently with us being encouraged to spend a beautiful spring day remembering, and immediately the writer remembers all the stuff they lost and forgot, and all the brokenness, the woe, Shakespeare says, and tears begin to come, and there is this sense of remembering that is incredibly painful. And that's part of this weekend for us. We remember as people who honor the past. We remember all those lives that are lost, people who are no longer here, people who have paid ultimate sacrifice on our behalf. Remembering is not an easy task. But then we get to this moment where you had the most trouble, which is exactly this sense that until I remember you, dear friend, whoever that might be, there is a moment when we stumble upon that memory so sweet that Shakespeare says we are restored. You can't be restored until you walk kind of through the maze of what was lost and what was broken and what was hurting. But then I remember you, dear friend, and all is restored. This is the power of memory, and I'd like to reflect on its power for us this weekend. So in this beautiful Shakespearean spirit, would you pray with me, please? God, touch our eyes and our ears, our minds and our hearts this day, so together we might see and hear and remember and then truly believe in this way of life and love and hope, believing not with just our heads and hearts, but believing through the very living of our lives. All this we pray through the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. So here's my crazy question for you, and I'm sure it's the kind of thing that you're going to call me later this week if you disagree with what I'm about to say. But here's the question that I'd like us to think about today, because we're pretty good about remembering the past. But here's my question. Can we remember the future? Can we remember the future? If you are physicist leaning, more science than art, you would probably say that's ridiculous. Of course you can't remember the future. How can you remember what hasn't happened yet? Just so you know, I read several physicists over the last 3 weeks preparing for this. Don't understand most of it, but the general consensus is time is a particular thing, and yeah, no, you can't remember the future. But I want you to know that there's a whole branch of psychology, a different kind of science, that talks a lot about remembering the future. They call it the memory of intention. The memory of intention. And the idea is that somewhere within you, you know what is good and true and right about what's out there. And you can remember to go in that direction. You can remember what it is that will be restorative, and what we as humans need as we walk the journey forward. We can remember this. And if you're wondering where you would find such a thing, go no further than the very last book of the Bible, Revelation. Not anybody's favorite, I admit. Most people start reading the book of Revelation and close it quickly. There's a lot of strangeness in there. I get it. But I want to remind you that this writing, this poetry, if you will, was created at the end of the first century when our spiritual ancestors were, wow, here they come. I love those bells. They just keep me on my toes. A time when the world was in chaos and people trying to live their faith weren't sure how to go forward. And so they created what we have come to call apocalyptic literature. It's poetry about what happens at the end, what the target is, what our intentions should be. What are we working toward? And Revelation, although it has all this very symbolic language about lambs and blood and struggle, that's the memory part that we have to remember, it then opens up for us like a beautiful flower blossoming and says, but wait, I see something else. I remember something else. I remember a whole new city. This is the image, a whole new city coming down out of heaven. And people aren't hungry there. People aren't suffering there. People have a warm bed to sleep in there. They've stopped crying. We don't need to have a day or a night. There's no more night. We don't need night because we have created such light. God has provided such light that it shines for us in each moment. This is remembering what we're working toward, what we're about. And when we remember both the struggle and the possibility, this is what we're remembering, the possibility, it invites us then to live into this way of being. That's really what I want to make sure on this Memorial Day weekend that we do. It is so important for us to remember the past and what has gone on. It's especially important to do what we're going to do in a few minutes as we remember all of these amazing lives, these dear ones who restore us. We remember the past so that we can remember the future as well. We need to be fed this weekend. We need to cry a little this weekend. We need to take care of each other a little this weekend so that we can move to the next step, to begin to set our eyes on the holy city, on finding the ways that the hymn we just sang, "Help us, O God, build this city now, where people have enough to eat, where the nations are at peace, where there is justice and hope and joy in the land, where we can go down to the river together." You can see I'm already setting you up to sing "We Shall Gather at the River" at the end here. That song is right from this vision. We go down to this crystal river to celebrate what is possible. I say yes, we can remember the future. It requires our imagination, but it's part of our work this weekend to remember the past, to remember the future, and then to live, to be restored, and to take the next step on this beautiful journey of faith. May it be so. Amen.